Are bonds finally becoming competition for stocks after yields languished for so long? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The market story of the morning so far is the cost of borrowing in America. One benchmark for that, the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note, moved above 2.5% this morning. It was at that relatively high level for just a moment last March, but we're back at a milestone. In fact, I'm looking now, 2.52%. Some of this is the central bank in Japan overnight saying it's going to buy fewer bonds as the economy there improves. Here's our Tuesday analyst, economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspective. In New York.
The bond market is global, and so if it's getting less support from the Bank of Japan, that's going to affect our market. We saw the yield on the 10-year Treasury hit 2.5%, still low, but that's higher than it's been in 9 months. So we're watching it pretty closely.
Yeah, and it looks like the U.S. government's going to be doing some borrowing here in 2018, right?
Yeah, that's another factor that bond investors are watching. Between the tax cut and the spending bill that's being negotiated, we could see a deficit that's $200 billion larger this year than it was last year. That's more bonds for the market to absorb at the same time that the Federal Reserve is selling bonds to shrink its balance sheet. So these do not look like great conditions for the bond market, and we could finally see an increase in longer-term interest rates.
Yeah, because the yields go up when people are less interested in these bonds. And if interest rates go up, investors start getting interested in investing in this again. And I guess that would be of concern to our friends in the stock market.
Right. One supportive factor for the stock market has been these persistently low interest rates. If we do see rising interest rates, generally speaking, the stock market doesn't like that. So we could see, after a year of tremendously happy times for financial markets, a few more rumbles and wobbles this year.
All right. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
The low-cost clothing chain H&M is facing calls for a boycott over a racially offensive ad. It's removed the image from print and online sales and has pulled a T-shirt off the market. The brand is the latest under fire for what some see as cultural incompetency that diversity experts say has a simple solution. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
Many hands and lots of time go into making a corporate ad. That's why the latest misstep by H&M, with a black boy modeling a hoodie that says "coolest monkey in the jungle," feels downright egregious to Keisha Jean-Baptiste. She's with the American Association of Advertising Agencies and says any tie to a racial slur can cost a company dollars and influence.
The public is becoming less forgiving of these infringements because, you know, at the worst end of this is an example of "you don't get me. You don't respect me and my identity."
Companies need to be more mindful about who's coming up with ideas, says Jacinda Walker. She's author of a book on diversity and design called Design Journey. She says it matters how everyone involved in a product looks, their lived experiences, and their cultural competency.
When you create products for everyone and you don't have everyone at the table, it's hard to be able to make proper decisions.
But mistakes can mean opportunity. There are agencies focused on multicultural advertising saying, "hire us." I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
Hennies & Mauritz, H&M stock is down 1.8% in Stockholm now. Queen has her castles, the Germans have their Schlösser, the Spanish their paradores and castillos, which brings us to les châteaux. Many French castles, mansions, and other historic buildings are falling apart. But online accommodation sites like Airbnb are becoming a lifeline for owners. This report from reporter John Lawrenson begins on an island in the Bay of Saint-Malo on the northern coast of Brittany.
Alain Etienne Marcel, 72, leaps ashore and pulls his dinghy up behind him. Above us, his fort of dark granite looms. Louis XIV built it in the 1600s to keep the English out. Now you can rent it out on Airbnb for $700 a night.
I've had visitors from India and the USA. This summer, some people from Sweden came and held their wedding here. They heard about the fort on Airbnb.
Ici, il y avait une énorme brèche.
Ah oui. Marcel shows me a bit of collapsed fortified wall he rebuilt with stones. The rental money is helping pay for restoration work like this.
Bon, bonne soirée, hein? Salut.
He leaves me to spend the night in the fort.
I'm settling down for the night. It's only like 8 o'clock, but it's been dark for 2 hours. What else am I supposed to do? It's a little bit nippy, but I'm in one of those ancient Brittany cupboard beds. So you can close the door, and that keeps the draft out. It's a nighty night.
Il est bien évident que tous ces bâtiments qui sont maintenant
We won't be able to prevent deserted and dilapidated buildings from becoming ruins unless we see them as commercial opportunities.
On ne les sauvera pas.
That's real estate agent Patrice Bess, who recently launched a château-only house share site. Airbnb says it now has more than 1,700 French castles on offer. It says that apart from the international reach, owners like how easy it is to get your property on sites like theirs. Back at the Petit Bay Fort, Marcel has chugged over from the mainland to pick me up and gets talking about the history of this place. Thanks in part to online house sharing, he says it has a future as well. In Brittany, France, I'm John Norrison for Marketplace.
And at CES, formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show, opening today in Vegas, at long last, as has been promised for decades since I was a little boy, a flying car. They demonstrated one inside a theater in Las Vegas. Here's the other thing. It has no pilot. It's a drone helicopter produced by Volocopter of Germany. Pretty quiet, runs on batteries. If the FAA were to ever approve such a flying taxi, you might summon one by smartphone app. But the flying car is really an old idea. What if there are no new ones at CES? We talked to Marketplace tech host Molly Wood about that. It's in our podcast if you miss it on the air. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.